Yes, somebody's numbers look different. But anyway, I gotta get reacclimated. Gotta get reacclimated. When you miss a week, you gotta get, you know, reacclimated. Can you let the people know we? No. Let the people know. Let the people know. Yes.
No.
Yes. Yes, indeed. Don't send that to Hip Hop Gets Back,
bro. No. Bro, you know I'm going through this.
I see. This Thursday and not doing it last week is throwing everybody off, man. I understand. You know. It wasn't your fault. It's my fault.
That's a fact.
So, gee, thanks.
So, you know, my hood ride a bus.
Hey, man. Can I? Will I? Will I? Shall I? Tell me.
Dang.
Yes, Clarice, we are back. That sounded horrible. Let me turn this back up. Hold on.
Wait a minute.
Thank you. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, okay. No shit.
Yeah, good job, Ark. What's good, y'all? Yours truly, DJ Knox, back in the place to be. Alongside my partner, Crown, for another dynamic and instructional episode of Pause for a Pause podcast. I'm going to remember how to talk in 1 second. Appreciate y'all. For those of y'all who checked on us while we was on a brief sabbatical. Can you call a week off a sabbatical?
Hell no.
Unplanned one anyway. Anyway, I'm sorry. Introduce yourself, man.
Swell, man. Swell a thrill. Professional shit talking extraordinary. Love the people, the coach, and everything about it. Yep. What up, yo?
That's better. Maybe, you know, maybe that'll be the game time sign.
What
you
up, family?
I mean? Chilling, man. How are you?
Blessed. Highly favored.
Frozen?
Already?
Nah. We'll wait. We shall wait, man. But how has your 2 weeks? You know what? Let's get right the shits, man. How was your Father's Day?
Father's Day was amazing, man. Got to spend time with my babies.
All four of them.
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. What?
Huh? Just predicting the future. Sorry.
Four?
How would I?
No. Those tests never came back. So.
Wow.
Wait.
They never came back, or you lost?
Huh? Well, I changed my name. What are you talking about? Moved out of state.
The evidence got disappeared, yo.
I'm lying. What's good, family? I have 2 children.
Yes, we know.
But no, I spent time with them, man.
As of now.
And just relax with them. We didn't even do too much. We,
y'all hit the pool?
Not this weekend. My little sister had a baby shower, so it kind of coincided with Father's Day weekend for some.
Chick?
Yeah, that was the idea, so we went to that. Wound up having to cook like a. Like, yo, Father's Day is so wild.
Why is that?
I look at, like, what's offered for gifts as Father's Day.
Yeah.
Here's a grill. Like, you can cook on it. Like, why the fuck? I don't want to work. So my new plan is, and my new ideas. I guess as opposed to what they're doing, like, Mother's Day, how, like, it's diamonds.
Everything?
Like, everything. This mad ill stuff going on.
Yeah.
Dad might get a necktie and a grill that he got to cook on. Like, oh, here you go, Dad. Go outside and slave.
Is that what you got?
Hell no.
Oh, okay. I'm about to say your kid's kind of young for that.
No.
Okay.
I would love the grill, though. I ain't going to hold you. But
So why are you knocking the grill?
Nah, I'm knocking the grill. But I'm like, it's just wild. That's like a Mother's Day giving her a vacuum.
It happens.
I'm sure that shit don't go over well, neither.
I'm
sure that's not going over how you think it is. Hey, babe, I got you some pots so you can cook for me.
Pip, what up?
Shit seems like a gift. I would be like, wait, what? That's like I buying you a lawnmower. You'd be like, yo, what's this for? What am I going to do with this?
I guess put it to use.
Hell no.
So have you ever gotten a good Father's Day gift?
My children.
Lord, I guess I'll give you that one. All right, hold on. Let me find the right effect.
You know me. I'm a hard person to get a gift for, so I'll keep it a buck about that. Because I don't want for much, man.
You didn't answer my question, though.
Have I ever got a good one? Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. What was it?
I mean, just small stuff, like... Little keepsake stuff is the shit that be ill to me. Not necessarily a big high dollar item.
That's what I was looking for.
Yeah, just shit I could just look back on and be like, oh, I remember this year. You know what I mean? I keep like handwritten cards from my kids when they little.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When they can't really write and they write in crayon.
You
shit
keep
like
those?
That. Yeah, hell yeah. Absolutely.
I took a picture of the ones my daughter gave me and I just like, get out of here with this.
Yeah. I go back and look at them shits like, oh.
Okay, we'll see how long
before,
that lasts.
It's before you could really talk and just be.
They send you the Happy Father's Day card with the handprint.
Yeah, you know what I mean? That was dope.
Yeah.
Make it with macaroni.
Yeah. I don't want nothing with macaroni.
That.
I'm sure they do.
I got to lay off the starch, though.
Please. Yo, Pip said, did you know 10 plus 10? Go, scroll down a little bit. That was funny. Did you know that 10 plus 10 and 11 plus 11 equal 20? 10 plus 10 is the same thing as 11 plus 11.
That's 10 plus 10 is what?
20.
And 11 plus 11 is what?
22.
Oh. I see what you did.
Frozen. Frozen. Tell you what up. Aha. I get it. All right. So moving on. That was a good dad joke. Damn, I normally know about those too. But anyway, the point is I caught it. So
how was your Father's Day?
It was cool. I took my daughter out to lunch.
Oh, nice.
You know, I paid.
You know, that's what you supposed to do.
Yeah. She hyping me off of this. Your gift's on the way. I said, what'd you buy
She pulled that one? Nice.
Oh, she pulled that one on
She
me.
Learned that? Okay.
Oh, listen. She must learn it from her mother or something. Anyway.
Yeah, right. Hey, we'll go with that.
But listen, what up?
It's in the mail.
Yeah. I was like, what'd you buy her from?
Amazon.
Yeah. I was like, so why is she not here five minutes ago?
Amazon, it takes 2 days to live. They could deliver a house to you in 2 days.
They could deliver a baby.
Would you like a baby sea lion? I'll have it there Saturday.
Add on.
Yeah.
So anyway. I'm sure it'll manifest, but you know me. I just like hanging out with my daughter.
Yeah, pretty much.
Man,
you say why? I'm like, what you need? Nothing. Do you have $1 billion? No, good. Then.
I'm good then. Don't worry about it. Future success is in the building. JP, what up?
JP.
So now that we've recovered, you know what I did enjoy doing?
What's that?
I had a lot of friends, several friends who are fathers for the first time this year. Yeah. So you know, I sent a few of them some messages, just let it resonate.
Yeah, man.
I mean, I'm sure they did already, but just as a reminder,
right?
As I'm now the elder father out here in these streets.
Carl Marley, man. Welcome back, boy.
Yeah, man.
Happy born day.
Let him back in the States?
Yeah, he let you back in the country?
Yeah.
Hit that 40 burger in Mexico. Yo, I see you.
I thought Carl was an Aries for some reason.
No, he's way better than that.
Yeah. Wow. First of all, ain't nothing better than that. First of all.
Sagittarius. So, yeah,
I shot him a DM. I was like, yeah, happy birthday, Tony. Because you know what it was?
What's that?
First time I met Carl, I know y'all like, who was Carl?
Sorry.
Home team. So, was when he was down here for my birthday, and we did the day party at Circa.
That was a
wild party. Yeah, right. So, I thought stories. He was celebrating as well. Ah,
That's how he looked. That's how he looked, motherfucker, be celebrating.
That was a great party, though.
That was a great party.
But anyway, yeah, happy belated, man. Glad he brought it in the 40th the right way.
That's right.
With some good peoples. So yeah, what's on your mind, man? I want y'all to get to it, but I don't want y'all to get to it because
I feel like
you owe some people an apology.
Oh, Atlanta?
I'm glad you called it.
Yo, Atlanta.
Tiff, what up?
Y'all know I love y'all, man. I'm talking about the city.
Do they?
The city.
Do they?
The city.
Okay.
Yeah, I know.
How long you been here again?
And right after the towers dropped, I came.
Okay.
Yeah. They dropped them towers. I was like, yeah.
It's time to go. Maybe time to go.
Yeah, I'll be safe up there. I love y'all. I'll be
so you've been here 20 plus years.
Not 20.
Yeah.
No, 19. Hey, bro. Yeah, they all count.
Do what I got to do the dad joke?
Yeah, 39. Math again? 39 and 40 ain't the same age.
Like so 20. This year be 20 then? Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So.
Well, next year. Next year be 20. Yeah.
What the hell?
Next year be 20. If it's 19 right now, next year be 20.
But. After the time, I was using September 11th as a date. You. So, okay. All right. So, anyway, you've been here mad long.
Yes.
And you're still.
Quite some time.
Do you feel any kind of.
Connection to Atlanta sports teams?
Thank you.
Absolutely not. Now, having said that, I have zero hate for Atlanta sports teams, which is a good thing.
It's either you hate or love it, brother. You got to choose, man.
No, it's definitely not.
The Queens man said
I
that.
I hate the Boston teams. I hate them.
Right.
I hate.
So, that means you love Atlanta then? Cause you don't look at Atlanta the same way.
No.
Jamal, what up?
I don't dislike him though. You know what I mean? I don't wish them losses in every game they play.
You get on your politicking.
It's not
game.
No politicking. I'm telling you,
that's what it is.
Yo, I could.
So let me put it this way.
Go.
And I'm gonna help you.
Let me hear this shit.
After the Hawks beat the Bucks, right?
How much you want to bet?
Let me finish.
Okay, go ahead.
And they're in the finals against. Phoenix. I really want to see Phoenix. I do. Just for Chris Paul. I'm a Chris Paul fan.
Yeah.
Who are you going for? You got to pick a side. You're not just going to watch the game. You still going to go for Phoenix over Atlanta?
Yes.
Oh, they about to kick your ass. Why would you do that?
I want to see Chris Paul get a ring. Trey got time.
But the city doesn't. That's what I'm trying to say.
They got time. That team ain't going nowhere.
Okay, let me put it this way. Yeah,
Chris,
it is.
Chris got like 3 years left in his
We're story, not a sports show. We're not doing this. But I just wanted to get your input on that because do you think the curse is broken?
Hell no. You gotta win. Like, what? How? Bro. Listen, let me tell y'all what y'all got. I'm gonna tell y'all what y'all gotta pay for. Y'all traded a kid from Georgia.
What does that mean?
That's the curse. It's the neat curse. That's why they ain't winning.
Nah, when they traded the hell out of here. The Braves has won World Series since then, so that's
not accurate.
The Braves
got fucking 17 division titles.
But they've
and
they've,
a single they've, World,
they won
Series.
World Series. That was after Nick left,
a
though.
Single.
But that's after Nick. I'm talking about within the last 5 years of the jinx and.
They won a series in the 90s.
I'm talking about. So what I'm talking about, since
Joe
y'all
was
got
in
jokes.
Diapers of
listen to this. That's probably true. What I'm trying to say is, since the Super Bowl debacle. It has been a curse over the city, right?
Okay.
You know, Sands, Atlanta United, shout out to them. Everything, every other major sports has dropped the ball in one way or another. So since then, I'm saying, has been a curse on Atlanta sports teams. So I'm saying now that they're in the Eastern Conference Finals, does that count? Them being a 5 seed and beating Philly, that's still
they
nothing?
They beat the Knicks ass, too. I'll give them credit.
But no, but the Knicks was a 4 seed. Philly was a, what, a 2 seed? One seed. Yeah. Thank you, Joe. My bad.
They smacking motherfuckers around. I ain't gonna lie.
Right. So, do you think that's enough, or does something else have to happen? Do they need to get through
Milwaukee?
Listen, man. Through the Bucks.
If it's not a chip,
it don't. They got it quick.
I'm not counting it. I'm like, well, so what? That's how we. Yo, listen. I look at the prison too. Like, yo, if it's not a chip, hey, good. The Knicks had a good season. So what?
Okay.
So what?
All right. I was just wondering. Joe, you agree with that?
But the thing is, they building it on the way. Because if I'd have told you before the season, Joe's a fan. If I'd have told you, listen, I guarantee you the Hawks are going to make it to the Eastern Conference Final. Joe would have been like, no, you wouldn't have. He's lying.
Joe being denied.
Joe is lying.
All right, JP said Joe. The same thing. They got him on the side. All right, I was trying to give him some credit. I was trying to shoot him some bail because
I'll tell you what, though. They got a chance to beat the Bucks. I ain't going to lie.
They're up 1-0. What you mean?
No, but I said that before they started.
Oh, okay.
Because I think Budenholzer is just retarded sometimes, man.
What's his name?
Budenholzer. Gartenholzer. You know, that's Atlanta's former coach.
I'm so childish.
He was here when they
I remember.
Yeah, when they had that last that other year when they were first place and everybody was like, yeah, nah, this
all
ain't
right.
real.
All right, let's get out. I see where this is going.
Okay,
let's
get out of there.
Let's get out of there. JP but anyway,
said,
good luck to the
JP
Hawks.
Said Atlanta ain't worthy enough for any real fandom or hatred because it's not like ATL is a real sports town.
Wow.
God, hey, damn, yeah. They bringing the smoke.
Hey,
you talking about? That's what I'm talking about, JP. Let's go, man.
That's Will Cousin. Yo, wait a minute.
Who you rolling people?
Yeah. Now, JP be out here. JP be outside.
He a Knicks fan.
That's kind of, woo. All right. I'm a Knicks fan, too.
Yeah, I will say this, though.
All right, then we move on to
something
else.
Yeah, then we out of here. Yo, the shit with Trey did the little shimmy.
Yeah.
I was thinking to myself, like, yo.
That's what he get.
The next time he came into the paint, I would clothesline his ass. Like,
for
I would never let you get away with
Why
that.
Why you mad at him? You ain't close. It wasn't no closeout defense. They sat there and watched
I don't even care.
You know what it was?
Just the fact that you danced on me. Okay.
Nah,
next time you coming for that floater,
that
I don't
wasn't
even care
dancing.
If you make it. I'm taking
see,
your head off.
See, real shooters like me understand. That wasn't him dancing.
All right, yeah, moving on.
He was aligning the shot. Really? You're not going to let me finish? Come on.
Nah, get your shit
off. That's what I'm saying. When you're a real shooter out here and you got time, you got to make sure you relaxed. You got to make sure you're in rhythm. You're in alignment with how you're supposed to shoot. That wasn't him bragging or nothing like that. Don't look at it like that, man. See, you got to be a real shooter to understand. That's what I'm saying.
Wait a minute.
That's all I'm saying. Whoa, wait a second.
See what he did?
I see what he did. You know what? All right,
Joe.
Next time.
Now we ain't talking about it.
Now it's a wrap. All right, cool. So, anyway, what else been going on? Let's get to Versus. The real reason why people like watching us because we talk so much, talk so well about Versus and relationships.
Eve and Trina.
Yeah, let's recap that real quick. I know it was like a month ago now.
Shit, it feel like, bro.
So sorry about last week, y'all. Shout out Africa a lot.
Who you got? I wish Eve would have been in the States. I didn't quite understand why she had to be in.
Jolly overall, who won? I'm not even going to make no excuses. I'm just going to say this. I still think Eve did a better job overall.
Yeah,
with the counterpunch and stuff like that. I think Trina was brilliant for getting the crowd out there.
Absolutely.
That added a whole nother energy to it. And then, of course, my man Trick came out and he did the dance you wanted to see. Trick did his thing. But I still think Eve got it.
Yeah, Eve got
it. I don't think it was as bad as I thought. What did I say? It's going to be like 12-8?
Yeah. Nah, Trina held on. Good for her.
No, she did more than held on.
I said held on.
Yeah. So.
She did a thing. Good for her.
It was just Eve. She put out some bangers I forgot about. She had a couple missteps, too.
Yeah?
She did. Yeah, she really did. Face, what up?
I told you them posse records, bro.
Oh, my gosh. But there was some records she was doing. I was like, yo, why
some records.
You?
Yeah. Eh. It's like there was some Trina records that I was like, yeah, I don't know this one.
You got to be from the South to understand.
Yeah, I got you.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So he probably was like, yeah.
Matter of fact, you just popped on. I was talking to homie Courtney.
Yeah. What up, Faith?
And I was going back and forth with her while the battle was going on. Mm-hmm. And there was a lot of records that Trina played that I forgot about that were bangers. Like the, what was he talking about?
Who's bad?
Not that. No. Not that one. It was the record, the one that really caught me off guard because I knew I didn't have it. It was the red bottom, long hair, red bottoms.
Long hair, red bottoms.
That joint.
That goes off.
Oh, thank you. And I was, right, and though. I totally forgot about it. So it was records like that that Trina pulled out of a bag, records. And I was like, yo, it was, I really want to call it 10 and a half to 10. I really want to cheat. I do.
No,
it
wasn't.
It was that close. It was that close. Because of the missteps that Eve had.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Had to crack the door open, let it back in.
Yeah.
Nah, it was good, though.
Is that what it was? She let it back in?
You know how Mayweather be holding people? Nah, I'm playing. She ain't do it like that. I don't disrespect Trina. Nah, she did a thing, man.
But you think Eve won, though?
I do think Eve won, though.
By how many?
I don't think it was as lopsided as maybe I previously thought it would have been.
You said like 15-5 or some shit.
I don't know if I said that. Because remember, that was a line of disrespect. He's like, you go in 55, you're being
Kelly Glow was good. Yeah, no, you were being disrespectful.
Nah, I didn't say 15-5, though, because we established that 15-5 was that line. You was like, yeah, you're going too far.
No, I 14-6. I thought it was 14-6. Nah,
15-5, it's almost like you don't deserve to be there.
Like, it's a terrible matchup.
Yeah, why they pick you? Yeah. That's what 15-5 feel like.
What was the most lopsided versus to you? Ooh. Good question. Look at Nats. Hold on, man.
Nelly.
Oh, man, I'm about to
Nelly
kill
and Luda.
Leading up to it, or how it
not
it
leading
played
up
out.
To it, how it played out. First of all, fucking Nelly was fucking pissy drunk, and the fucking
I
song,
see you, Court.
The song selection he was playing, so I was just like, Nelly, you got better records than this, bro. Like, but on top of that, Luda's catalog is super underrated.
It is
super underrated.
You know what's even more multiplied by that?
Disturbing
the Pieces
catalog
is super underrated between Shauna. Mm-hmm. Titty Boy, Play His Circle. Listen,
can we count all the Future Titty Boy records?
Huh?
Can we count all the 2 Chainz records?
Nah, we can't do that. Okay. No.
Just
no,
Titty
no.
Boy records.
Just to Play His Circle records.
Okay.
Yeah. Which, I mean, Duffel Bag Boy. I still play
201 on the right track.
Come on, man.
What's happening?
Come on, man.
Yeah, he was a real drug dealer.
Man. Huh?
He was a real drug dealer.
Was he?
Dead ass.
Yeah.
Saw her.
Yeah, I know. I've been in the city for a couple of years. I'm kind of
CJ.
Heard this.
So, yeah. Slow down on these curves, nigga. We spend this yak on this $200 suit.
Let me think if I agree with that. Cause I be trying to help.
Go ahead.
Nelly out, but he was like,
"It was a
rain.
Showing, man."
Oh my gosh!
I think it was a showing that really hurt him.
Oh my gosh!
Like, cause I know he got enough records to make that a decent battle.
He might have flopped. He might have flopped on that one.
Hey, like, hey, you ain't show up to the game.
Why are you playing the studio session version of?
Yeah. And you ain't show up. You lost by 40. Get off the court. You don't have next.
I'm gonna keep it going, okay. But I'm gonna think about it in the background.
Yeah,
I'm gonna think
you.
About it in the background some more.
That's the one that automatically jumped in my head because I was sitting there like, what the hell is Nelly doing? That was the first one I ever watching. You know who else didn't show good neither? But it wasn't quite that bad. Fab didn't show good.
Whoa.
He didn't.
Whoa, no.
You know Fab.
Let's be accurate.
Okay. Tell me what it was.
Let's be accurate. Jada excelled. Okay?
Yeah.
He prepared.
Yes.
Like
that's
a champion,
part of the game. You ain't sure.
But that's what I'm saying. But no, Fab still performed.
Yeah, but Fab was playing records, and I was like,
it was only like two or three that you could question.
And that was.
So you can't
three,
say it was
man.
That bad then. That's what, listen. I'm a rep for Brooklyn. Don't do that.
Okay.
Listen,
it's okay.
I still enjoyed that battle.
No, it was still good. The Nelly one was still good. I just didn't understand the records he was playing.
I don't know.
Nor because Nelly just got really entertaining after you got
if it wasn't
up.
For if it wasn't for Luda and what's my man? What's his DJ name? God damn it, it slipped my mind. Holding it down, that was part of the show.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's what made it more enjoyable.
Okay.
While Nelly kept getting disruption.
So the upcoming
from the space.
Yeah, so the upcoming
so transitioning,
one.
Yes.
The upcoming one.
Hey, your favorite
Mr.
Soldier.
Kiss
soldier.
Me, kiss
soldier.
Me through the phone verse.
Versus I like, like
only
you.
Only thing that keep me up.
What was the Sierra song he did? Wasn't that a song? Which still bangs.
I ain't never had a man.
Yeah, that joint.
Yeah. They got a couple of joints together.
Yeah, they do.
Somebody redid that joint.
That
too.
One, yeah, they did. But that joint still goes. Surprisingly.
Hard.
Like at an R&B party.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
What you got?
I got Soldier.
Ooh.
What? I got Soldier over Bow Wow. Ooh, okay. I do. Sorry.
You be wrong a lot on these shits.
When have I been wrong? Sean, what's good, man?
How many verses have there been so far?
It's been about 30.
I thought 30.
You on one today. Boy, boy, boy. You get this man a week off? JP said it's a pass for me. Nah, you got to choose, bro. You got to choose,
man. You know
man.
What it is? I'm like, anyway, I said it's going to be disrespectful, so fuck it. I really wish it was 10.
Out of them?
Yeah, I wish it was
strong 10.
Yeah, I wish it was going 10 for 10. Because they got 10 bangers that I would like to hear.
Yeah, they do.
You know what I mean? The other ones are going to be like, they're good records, but they're not like.
Because people forget, Bow Wow has a 20-plus year career.
Bow Wow's fucking catalog is done.
That is, just think about it, man. So you think about
Bow Wow. He going to play fresh as a miss?
He may. This is the thing. For me to even say this phrase, Bow Wow's longevity. Yeah, Mr. 106 in Park himself.
I think he prefers to be called Shad.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever, Bow.
Whatever they call you in court, it's fine. Yikes. So, yeah, my bad. I shouldn't have done that. Yikes. That was low. I'm sorry.
When a Ray J battle coming up?
Let's stay here for a second. So, Bow Wow's longevity, because you can't argue it for real.
No.
Versus Soldier's instant... smack you in the face.
Soldier went crazy.
Come on, man. After 2000, what was that? Was LimeWire? When was LimeWire popping? When were y'all stealing music? When was that going on?
LimeWire was giving computers AIDS. It is. That shit was. Your computer had the HIV virus.
Oh, my gosh. So that was
what. I had some more music on my damn computer.
Yeah. 2002. We staying up all night to make sure the feed doesn't die. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's how bad it was. So anyway, so all of those points, and then Soulja has had instances where he's popped out again, giving us another banger, and then something happens, and he pops out again. So
Soulja got it. It's gonna be a good battle. It's gonna be a good one. I don't want to steal JP's like that. It's not really for me. I hear you though.
It doesn't matter.
but we
have a job to do.
Absolutely.
Thank you. So I'm gonna need you to
America.
Yes,
I'm here for you.
Wow. Friday Joe just popped in the building.
Oh, shit, man. I'm sorry. Listen, man.
Have you regretted voting for Joe yet? That's another story. We're going to wait a second.
Joey Friday?
Joey Friday.
Oh, shit. That's okay.
We're going to wait on a second for that.
All right, okay.
That's a hell of a transition, boy.
Okay.
Whew, because I'm going to tell you where I'm at right now with
it. Okay. All right. Let's finish verses.
I'll finish verses. So this Saturday. Bow versus Soldier. Yeah. I got Soldier.
She make it clap? Clap?
I got Soldier. You know, he don't even need to use that record. That's the funny part. He doesn't.
He does.
I'm a DJ.
He's trying to sell records.
I'm a DJ fan.
He's trying to sell
records. I'm a DJ fan. I'm telling you, he doesn't need that record. The problem is, 0305, thank you, JP. The problem is, both of them talk too damn much. And this is from a brother who talks too much myself.
Soldier.
Listen. I think that may be a 4-hour versus.
Oh, see, I can't do that. I could live with the Timbaland and Swiss because they have
a whole show.
Those catalogs are just retarded.
Yeah,
like
we still got to recap that.
I do not want. Yo, this they better fast forward this shit. They're not.
They've been waiting on this. God, they got a tour coming up.
Scream
tour is about to come back out in the fall. All
right, so I'm gonna keep it a buck. I don't want 2 hours of a Soldier and Bow Wow.
Okay,
I don't want that.
Courtney says you wait for Soldier Boy. See,
yeah, I don't want 2 hours of Soldier and Bow Wow. I don't think anybody does.
You're gonna get 3 hours,
and I definitely don't want three.
They got to do the.
Did they just do like an hour and a half or something?
No, you know what? That's and let me go back real quick. I did appreciate that about Trina and Eve. It was very concise. It was, you know, they gave the flower given to the people and they kept it.
Yeah.
Within reason, you know what I mean? Yeah. It felt like a party.
Yeah,
you know
I appreciate
so
that.
I got a shout out to them for that. But anyway, what's your score? Who you got? You got Shad.
I got Shad.
Excuse me.
What's
the score though?
12-8 Shad.
12-8.
Oh man. Yeah, you know it. You're welcome.
He copping out.
That's what you was. That's what you was gonna say.
Oh
welcome.
My God! Listen.
Listen. That's actually a good one.
Me and Jay Fresh got to talk. No. Anyway,
we need that. All right,
12-8 Shad. And I'm gonna go 13-7 Soldier.
Okay.
13-7 sounds a little disrespectful.
No, that's all right.
Yeah, it kind of does. Joe, what you think? A little disrespectful?
Disrespect ain't there yet.
Yeah, in 13-7.
I told you got to be lower than that.
Because like, think about it.
That like, 15-5 is the, like, he might walk in here and be like, what the fuck you just said to me? That 15-5 got that type of energy.
Shout out DJ Just. So, I mean, Bow Wow's DJ. That's family right there. But 12-8, you going 12-8? 12-8 Soldier?
Hell, he ain't going Soldier, bro. Listen, that's Mr. Atlanta saying,
yo,
nah.
That's Mr. Joe came up in 106
and
Walk Era.
And he from Atlanta. He listen, like, yeah, nah. Listen. Bad Wells catalog is too
but,
crazy.
Come on, stop acting. Soulja Boy is basically from Atlanta.
Yo, of course he is.
Officially, unofficially. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I know where he's really from. I get that. Understood. But.
What Soulja from? Macon?
No, Soulja's from Alabama, I believe, or Mississippi, somewhere out there.
Yeah, he is from Alabama,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah. But he's been in Atlanta so long.
He's from Atlanta.
Shout out Mr. College.
Kind of like you.
Yeah, that's fine. I accept it. It's
nah,
good.
I love Atlanta.
It's
bro.
Good.
You know me. I ain't moving nowhere.
Shout out my man. Nah, so
I talk shit about their sports teams, but I love it here.
Yeah, indeed. Leslie, what up? All right, so you're going 12-8.
Bow Wow.
I'm going 11-9. There's no edge to this at all. This is not fun.
I'm sorry, man.
So I think it's a good matchup. I think it's a good matchup.
But like I said, I do. I think that, like I said, that the 10-for-10 is going to be straight. I'm curious to see how they maneuver around them other 10.
Because they got songs together too, right? I think they got a couple. I think they got a couple mixtape joints
Please
together.
Please don't play no. I don't want to hear that shit.
But did you like? And I'm going back to Eve and Trina. Did you like how they ended it? Ended the battle. Okay.
That was dope.
I appreciated it too.
That was dope. I liked them. They did a good job.
Yeah.
That shit was well. It looked like they wanted. It was put together well.
Yeah, it was very well planned. Yeah. It looked like they actually like each other.
Yeah. Like Brandy and my. Oh, forget it.
Wait
I was
a
like,
minute.
We over it. I was like, yeah, y'all lying like a motherfucker, boy.
Listen, Nate, listen.
Everybody's
listen.
Watching that shit like they don't like each other.
That's what y'all was saying.
Ain't no y'all. That's what the camera was saying. I watched that whole shit and I was like this. Yeah, there is shit. Y'all need a ref in here. I mean, can you mind if I tell a poem? I know Monica was like, yes, bitch, I'm like,
don't relax.
She
didn't relax.
Say that, but you can see in her eyes, relax. She was like, go ahead, girl.
Oh my God. It was worth it because.
Because.
After the first one, it was cool. Even when Brandy got to the third and fourth ones, I was
That's enough poems.
Yo, tag Ray J in. Let's go.
Brandy man. Angelo. That's enough.
That's Brandy Angelo. Where's the accent mark in that?
Brandy.
See, JP said Bow got more stinky verses on some Social Def hits than he could drop. He can, but I don't think he will. Unless JD gets involved.
Can he play the.
What are they doing? Do you know what they're doing?
I don't know. Can he play I'm a Flirt?
Huh? I'm a Flirt.
Yeah.
His verse one, that wasn't a standout.
Oh, it don't matter.
Nah, T-Pain killed that. Get out of here. So. Nah, he ain't doing it. I hope he don't do that.
I'm on it. I'm playing it.
Nah, he don't need that. We don't need that verse.
We.
Yeah, we do not need that
team
verse.
Team Shaq? Now you on Team Shaq?
Nah, I'm just saying, don't do that. Nah, we don't need that.
Nah,
we don't need that at all.
I'm actually looking forward to it, man. I want to hear she got a dunk and all of that.
You know that's coming.
Soldier's gonna bring some hoes.
Listen.
Good job, Soldier.
This is Friday or Saturday.
That might change the score.
Because Friday, I'm at Lakeland. No, it's a Saturday. Okay,
showing
cool.
Now I ain't showing off.
Nah, it's just, you know, just good energy. That's all. Soldier said he's energy. So cracking it. What does that mean, Court?
He said he did what?
No, this is difficult. She said, Soldier so cracking Atlanta. I mean, he may have.
Did he?
All right, whatever. Anyway, so.
How old was he, nine?
Yeah, maybe.
Every time I hear cats that's been famous since they was like little kids.
He's been, go ahead.
I've been like, yo, when you had time to do this? Like, Lil Wayne being a gangbanger always like confuses me. Like, he was signed at 12. When were you saying crack at 8?
He was gang affiliated through Baby because, you know.
Yeah. So when were you doing this? When you were 7? Like, how many would.
Always.
Yeah, when was all of this happening?
It happened, bro.
That's kind of. And no, respectfully, I don't mean to be rude, but I'm like, when I watch. You know what host does that?
Who's that?
You know, he don't do that. I mean, I say it back. Sometimes when I hear Little Romeo talk, I've been looking at him like, hey, bro, they used to call you Richie Rich. I saw you on Cribs when you were like 7. Like, you were like 9 years old on Cribs.
I'm glad you brought that up.
When did you have time to be a goon?
I'm glad you brought that up.
Were you 5? Were you five, like doing armed robberies? Like, I don't. I be missing shit, bro.
I'm glad you brought that up. So,
I mean, that's all right, bro. We got to normalize being a regular person, bro.
You know what we got to normalize?
What's that?
Fucking the word normalize. I'm so tired of that shit. Oh, my God.
So, normalize regular shit then.
Anyway,
everybody be so wild, anyway. Reckless talking about who. Well, I do this. I did. No, you didn't.
That's why he said when Charlotte said he wasn't from. Wait, what?
Charlamagne said he wasn't from Atlanta?
Oh, she's that's who she meant. Okay, thank you. Because I was like, who the hell is Charlotte? I thought that was a housewife of Atlanta or something.
No.
Anyway, it could be. That's when he said Charlotte said he wasn't from. Oh, okay. That's why he said he's so cracked. That is not how you prove you're from Atlanta, but I got what you're saying, though.
It's not?
No, it's not. Shout out to Mac, though.
Joe's so cracked.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Joe.
Joe was like,
I mean,
don't
to put your business
me
out there like that, man.
Hey, don't do that. Don't do that. Joe, I'm going to need you to find a mic in about 5 minutes. Not quite yet, because we got, some questions. No, but where was I going with that? Mac just got released from prison. No Limit Mac.
I saw that.
Did you see the documentary on
No
Limit? You got to go back and watch it, because they raised a lot of really strong questions.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Village Market, first of all, for this t-shirt. See? I forgot about that. Wait a second. Support is a verb. That's a real thing. That's family right there. But getting back to what I was saying about Mac. Mac's home, he was incarcerated for 20 years.
Yikes.
Yeah. And if you watch the documentary, which is why I was bringing it up, I think he got railroaded, which is not really saying much, because it's Louisiana.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what they do.
Yeah.
Shout out my man Raspy Royals, because he just brought home a point. He just reminded the people about Louisiana is the number one state for the most incarcerated people per capita.
Holy
for
smokes.
20 years. No, it was more than 20 years. I think it was like 50 years or something like that. I can go back to it. So, yeah, that's what I say too. I'm in Louisiana for 5 minutes. Move. I'm in and out, and then we out. So.
And we on Bourbon Street.
Yeah.
And we out of here.
And we out. We
all right,
out.
Y'all. It's been real. Listen, appreciate the beignets.
I got a lot of Louisiana people that I rep with. Baton Rouge.
Hand grenades and beignets, and we out.
Yeah, and that's it. Anyway, I'm glad Mac's on, because like I think he got railroaded.
Of course he did.
So I just wanted to point that out. But anyway, where was I going? I was going politics after that, but did we want to go somewhere else?
You want to go, Joey?
Wait, we got the final answer. We got your final score. So you're going Bow Wow 15-5. Got it. So I'm going Soldier 11-9.
I was going 12-8, but 15-5 is fine.
Okay, cool. It is a damn shame.
Yeah.
What else we got on the docket?
Damon J?
Yeah, let's talk about that for a minute. Because it really has nothing to do with either one of them, but that's a funny part. Yeah. Yogi, what up?
What you know about it?
Yeah. Tell the people who haven't been caught up on that.
Put me out there to put it on.
No, I did, because I don't have it in front of me. Like, you know, tell like you DJ. Man. See, they always try to come at the
Dame
DJ
Dash and Jay-Z
okay,
attempted to buy. Dame Dash says Jay-Z attempted to buy his share of Rockefeller Records for a price that was way too low.
Mm-hmm.
So he's out there to find a new buyer. And not even a lawsuit from the label will stop him. So basically,
what's the source that you're getting this from? Because it's not from Dame directly, obviously.
No, it's not from Dame directly. But Dame reposted this, so it's like
verification.
That is Dame directly.
Nah, I hate retweets. Anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
If he reposts a whole story from like Rolling Stone,
yeah,
it's not because you disagree with it.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? It ain't because that. You know what I mean? So, but
see what I did there?
I see what you did. Okay. But it's I just hate that's where it's at. But I guess. See, situations like this are hard to read because you're not privy to everything that's going on in them.
Of course.
So you got to read it from the surface. So you're like, I ain't passing judgment on nobody just yet, because I would like to see how it plays out. Do I think Dame deserves to be compensated for what he put into the culture and what Rockefeller was? Absolutely.
You're changing the dynamic of the question of what the lawsuit is. But anyway, continue on.
Of the question?
Tariq, what up? So let me turn that down for a minute. So from what I've read and my brief research on, it's about his piece of Rockefeller. And at first the narrative was, yo, he's trying to get credits and royalties off of Reasonable Doubt, the album. But it was like what you said, no, I need fair market value for Rockefeller.
Yeah.
So that's why I was like, I don't know how this, like you said, I don't know how it's going to play out, but I just wanted to be accurate representation.
You said exactly what I just said.
Yes, but you left out the part of what the lead up was. That's what I'm saying. You got to leave the lead up. The lead up matters, you know? You know what I'm saying? The finger roll matters. You know, you got to cross them over before you do the finger roll. Am I right? Let me stop doing that. I hate it when people do that.
You feel me?
Yeah, you feel me. So anyway.
But no, I'll let you see how it comes on. I guess it all started because he tried to sell an NFT.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
And we're not getting into that right now. No NFT conversations just yet.
Yeesh.
Y'all try to sell a picture of me and Nas. Yo. A nickel bag is sold
in
the park.
One of one. I want in. A one of one authentication of it. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, yeah. So
yeah, but I hope that shit get worked out. And it made me think about that too, because I also saw something that was happening in Virginia.
Lloyd Banks trying to get a piece of G-Unit? No?
Okay, never. Sorry. He know better.
Sorry. Just checking.
You don't leave 50 alone, bro.
I was just asking, man.
You know, he don't know how to act. Yeah, leave him alone, bro. I ain't
have my money by Monday.
What made me think about it is did you see this in when
God.
This Saturday,
I really like that drop.
The 26th. You see this?
Nope.
They doing a rock reunion in Virginia.
Am I DJing? I ain't see it then.
It's Young Chris, Memphis Bleak, Beanie Siegel, Freeway, and Neef.
Wait, who is it?
Young Chris, Bleak, Beanie Siegel, Freeway, and Neef. Basically, the Young Guns, Beans, Freeway, and Memphis Bleak.
Why this weekend though? That's interesting.
They doing it in Virginia too.
All right, shout out
Norfolk, Virginia. All
right. Shout out to
you. Would you be interested in that? I think I would.
I would. Of course I would.
I think I'll be
highly, all of the hits?
Yeah, yeah, come on, I would, man. Think I'll be highly interested in that.
Yeah.
Do you think
Styles, what
hey,
up?
Hey, what about a here you go.
Hi, Valeria, what's good? Go ahead. I'm listening.
Rockefeller, no Jay-Z.
Uh-huh.
Versus who?
You're removing all Jay-Z
no
records.
No Jay-Z records.
And verses? And guest spots? Mm.
I guess you can use the songs that he's on, but I don't want to hit. You can't use his verse.
So you're saying remove his verses and guest spots?
Yeah, but you can still use them. Because I can't let, because you got to play, even though, like, I can't take that off. Like, that's a record. You know what I mean? But, like, but versus who? Can they beat Dipset?
They can kill G-Unit.
They're smoking G-Unit.
They're killing Queens.
No, because I would say you had to take out 50. If I left 50 in there.
Even still.
They're not beating them.
Yeah, they are.
Bro.
One Diamond album.
Okay. Name a better Rockefeller.
Well, I'm joking. I'm joking.
Yeah, if you take 50 out, yes, they're gonna smoke.
Yeah,
absolutely. I'm not
talking about taking the top head, the top dogs out.
Yeah, top dogs. They can kill them.
Why are we having this conversation?
I don't know. I thought it was fun. Then I think about Cam. So I'll leave Cam in there.
Why would you leave Cam in there? That's not fair.
Why not? Do you think
there's no Dipset without Cam? Like,
no. So do you think Dipset with Cam could beat them?
Beat who?
Beat Rockefeller with no Jay.
This isn't fair. Like. I'll play along for 10 seconds.
Sure.
And then we get back to relationship stuff that you love to talk about.
I love to
Can Dipset, a fully loaded Dipset,
fully loaded
versus beat a J-list Rockefeller? I'm going to go with no.
Yikes.
I'm going to go with no.
That means their catalog is strong. That Dipset catalog is strong.
Because once again, we're talking about when was Dipset at their height?
Around the same time.
I'm talking about
on a tail end of Rockefeller.
That's more accurate. So you're talking about a Dipset from 04 to 2010.
Okay.
Versus a Rockefeller from
1990. Thank you. Yeah, shit run deep, boy.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't want to play this game.
Yeah, all right.
I like dealing with factuals. So
that's all the way. Man, I actually wish I was going to that show. I seen that shit. I was like, I want to go.
I would go to that show. I would go to a Beans show solo. I'm a Beans fan. Like, you know me, my arguments.
Yeah.
Beans in my top 10. Like,
is he really?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah,
he definitely is.
Definitely
you saw my rhyme skills and putting shit down. Like, yo, people still don't do what Beans does. Like,
Beans
come on,
nice.
Man.
Beans
we need to have a Beans Appreciation Day. You can call it BAD. Bad.
I see what you did.
Come on, man. Let stay property. He was in part two, right?
Yeah.
Noriega. That's when Noriega got his shit off. Anyway, so. I would definitely watch go to a Beans show solo.
Yeah.
Shout out Freeway.
Yeah, I would like to see them.
Yeah.
Y'all need to go on tour with that. Bring that shit everywhere.
I think you could do guest spots.
Couple of majors.
A couple of major cities.
Yeah, can go a
couple of festivals.
Yeah.
Shout out One Music Fest.
Yeah.
Outside.
Yeah, I go crazy, man. When that, especially if they got to bring all the record, like when that PD crack, that'll go crazy.
Yeah, bro. Yeah.
I'm sorry. My fault, y'all.
No, you good. You good. Dreamville Festival, North Carolina. Oh, they announced Dreamville?
Yep.
When is that?
That is on the 6th.
Next year?
No, it's coming up.
It's
his tour.
It's
at the end of his tour.
Oh, sweet.
How about we actually do some research?
November 27th, J. Cole will be here at State Farm Arena.
Hey. You going? You got tickets to that already?
Yeah, yeah.
Y'all back outside. Going. We back outside. We back outside.
Camping outside.
She said camping.
And then championship State Farm Arena.
What? Wow.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Listen.
Yeah, he took it there.
Yeah, he did. I mean, what else he gonna do?
That's all right.
What is he gonna do? You know what? I'm glad you talk. Grab a mic, man. We gotta talk. Since we about to talk relationships, we gotta first of all salute you, brother. I don't know why we didn't set this up beforehand. Right. My bad. Why he's getting it together?
I got a hard pause.
What? Whoa. Go ahead, Adam. What up? Go ahead. I'm listening.
Nah, go ahead.
Nah, I was gonna talk about.
I'm looking at the time. I'm like, all right.
No, we good. We good on that. What I wanted to talk about.
Go.
Hold on, because I don't know which one you want. Say something.
Can everybody hear me?
Hey, yeah. there go the brother right there. There go the black man.
There we go.
We wanted to take this time as a community, as a podcast, as a family, to say congratulations on the nuptials, man. Making it all happen. Congratulations, brother.
It's a beautiful thing.
Our engineer Joe got married not this weekend, the weekend before, right?
Yep, this past Sunday.
I was getting hitched.
Yeah, he got hitched.
On Father's Day.
On Father's Day. So you will never forget it. Great job.
Nope,
on that one. How was it?
It was a beautiful thing, man. Marrying the one. And I don't want to be cheesy and say the one.
Sure you do.
But
sure you do.
Marrying
it's
that,
you, Joe. Come on.
That other piece of the puzzle.
There's the cheese.
It just brings.
Let's go.
Brings a lot of peace to your life, you know. Out of all the trial and errors and trials and tribulations that you've gone through, this one works. This is why we get to this moment. It works. And you don't see yourself anywhere else without it. So we make that sacrifice and we go before God and we do it.
All right, so this is my question.
Beautiful thing, man.
Yeah, no, congratulations. Like, what I'm about to say is a joke. Well, it's not. Actually, it's not. Did y'all write your own vows?
Yes, absolutely.
Do you remember your vows now?
You can catch it on Facebook. But yes, I do remember my vows. I just I basically told her that.
Give me your favorite part of your vow, because I'm sure what you wrote is like 5 minutes long.
Well, my favorite part is when I told her that, you know, I didn't want her to think that she was too good for me, that I was ill prepared for this relationship. But she took a broken man and showed me my full potential, and it was up to me to step up to the plate and use that full potential, and I will forever thank her for that.
That's what you did.
All right, brother, you got to see. Congratulations, man. Congratulations. Hey, man. I may borrow that if I ever get married, by the way.
So never.
Why nobody believes I'm ever getting married?
Hey, you know, that's a long conversation.
It's not even a long conversation because my dog got the married voice. My man Ed said you got the married voice going on.
Ashtray.
But he's authentic with it, and that's why we appreciate it. Ashtray, really? Well, ain't shit, yo. So, wait a minute. Now, because we need to address this real quick. Why do you think I'm never getting married? Why do you personally think that? And I'm not offended by it, whatever you have to say.
No, we don't got time.
Come on, we do got time.
I know, I don't have time for that.
Wait. Oh, you ain't got time.
I don't have time for that.
We got 8 minutes. We only need four.
Okay.
Because I know why. Anyway, go ahead.
Where do we begin?
Wherever you want, bro.
And I don't necessarily.
We haven't talked about relationships
So first, I gotta, you know, I gotta put my caveat.
Preface.
Because I don't want to. Yeah, I don't want people to think that it's a negative.
I don't think it's a negative.
No, I don't think it is either. But people sometimes are like, oh, you don't think you're gonna be. First of all, marriage ain't the end all be all.
It's a
and
choice.
It's a choice, and if the right choice ain't there.
Anyway, I'm sorry.
The right choice ain't there. You probably shouldn't do it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Right,
and that's all right.
Yeah,
but yo, the longer you go without.
Without what?
The marriage part of it.
Oh, okay. I'm about to say. Like, yeah.
The more you learn what the fuck you really do not like and what you cannot accept,
okay.
The longer it goes on. Mm. You know what I mean? And my guy, rightfully so, his standards are where his standards at.
Right.
You know what I mean? He is who he is. He knows what he's bringing to the table. So he's not going to allow you to come to this table and it's not really bringing exactly what I'm bringing to it.
Bringing the whole thing.
You know what I mean? So, and that puts you in that situation where it's just.
I appreciate that. I mean, that's accurate, though, but that doesn't.
Go ahead, throw your brand of bullshit on top of that.
Nah, ain't no BS on top of that. I'm just asking, like, is that the main reason why you think it? Because it's tougher? It's like saying there's a lack of options. That's what it sounds like.
You live in Atlanta. There's no lack of options.
That's what I'm saying. So,
but listen, man, there's a lot. There could be a fucking whole apple tree over there. There's a lot of apples on there.
Yeah,
a lot of them just might be rotten or have a brown side. You'd be like, yeah, I don't want that one.
Are we talking about Badu? Oh, okay, sorry.
So you want that? You want that one?
I mean,
rightfully, but that's why I said rightfully so. Like,
yeah.
But like, how do you get past that? How do you get past the imperfections? Let me ask you that.
Because I'm imperfect. That's easy.
Yeah, I know, but it's easy. It's easy to deal with your own shit. I find it easier to deal with my own than someone else's.
It depends on what it is. I mean, everybody, okay, let's talk in specifics.
Oh, shit.
Most men talk about, you know, we have certain rules that we want. Not rules, I'm sorry. Certain characteristics that you want in your mate.
Yeah.
And one of the things is loyalty, honesty. You know what I mean? And a few other ones. So the other imperfections, you know what? Let me go back for a minute. Just real quick. Because I remember saying, oh, I didn't want to date a woman with weave and all of that. I remember that.
That shit was hilarious.
That was comedy.
That was hilarious.
But this was mad long ago.
Yeah.
So, but there's certain ones that you are going to stand on and understand. Yeah. These are your foundations and things like that. So, yeah. Loyalty, honesty is definitely two of them.
Deal breakers.
And then, yeah, of course.
Rightfully.
Yeah. So, as long as you understand that you have your imperfections.
Right.
And anyone you deal with is going to have any kind of imperfections.
Factory.
So, it's... That's why it just throws me, because you're not the only one saying, oh, you ain't never getting married. And I was like, it's becoming a thing over the last month or so. And I was like, wait a minute. Hold on.
Y'all want to talk to Knots?
Nah, that's not what I'm doing. That's not what I'm doing.
DM me.
I'm not shooting. No, we're not doing that.
I got you.
Nope.
Come to the show.
That was not
the subject.
Do a love
connection on the pod.
Do I look like more to you? First of all.
For the love of Knots.
Yeah, we're not doing
I'm going to have Joe write the question.
It's
going to.
Listen, nah, we're not doing that.
We fixing Knots up.
I don't need to get fixed up. That's the thing.
Knots, we're not talking to you. I'm talking to America.
I'll talk to him, man. Talk to him.
America.
I'm going to let y'all rock for a minute.
America.
Y'all got 2 minutes. And then we back to the hall.
A wise man, a wise light-skinned man from Queens once said,
hey,
I need love. Oh, see what I did?
I see what you did. I thought you were talking about yourself for a minute.
I mean, I said it too, but L might have said it first.
Might have. You like it. Give it to me. Anyway, go ahead. Finish your point. I'm sorry. Finish your point.
Listen, help me. Help him. Help me find this young king, a queen. Prince Joffy Jofa couldn't get it done. So they send Will. I got this. Let's go.
You done?
Yeah, I'm done.
All right, let's
make it
oh my god!
Oh shit, man.
That was entertaining. That was entertaining.
This nigga sat back and got on his phone. Just
listen, I was about to start texting.
Completely ignored everything I was saying.
What you doing later?
Yeah,
where you at with it?
I looked at his phone. He gets in a hey big head text, and that's the problem.
Is it a problem though? I'm trying to tell y'all, man. Listen.
Oh man, we missed y'all, man. I ain't gonna lie.
We did.
Missed y'all last Thursday. We back.
The interesting part of it, and I will say this, it's like, and I sound like an ass. You know what? I'm not even gonna say that, because I'll be trying not to offend people, but it's like
it's impossible.
Me personally, don't see the need for dating websites, dating apps, none of them. But once again, I live in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Number one,
and you be outside.
So you have an. I be outside. I live outside. You have an abundance of
talent.
Quality. Qualified, amazing women. I've dated amazing women, and it didn't work out for one reason or another. But it's never been. It probably is me. It's never been a lack or something like, oh, I can't find. No, yeah. No,
it's not the options.
It's not.
there.
How we get here? Yo, so we're gonna see y'all next week, man. Because this narrative that you're creating.
Oh man, I can't. I'm sorry, but no, I'm not. I'm lying. I'm not sorry.
So by the time we get back next week, let's switch.
We'll have a lineup going.
Yeah, that's fine. That's whatever.
Yo, if you walked in here to the studio and I just had like 4 women lined up, you'd be like, "Yo, fam, we need to talk about this."
They're falling in love with me. Don't do that.
Oh shit!
They're falling in love.
Come on, let's go.
Come on, fam.
Get it all.
Let's act like we know what we're talking about.
I'm me, man.
Come on.
Yeah, get your shit off. My
fault. It's not even fair.
Get out the frame, man. Go ahead. Get your shit off, bro.
Wait, that's not what I was saying.
Go with what you were saying. My fault.
What I was saying was, it's when you understand what the influence and what you carry,
the value,
and you align with all of that stuff, everything moves different, man.
So you see the chakras.
My daughter did give me the chakras bracelet. I think this was for Christmas.
They ain't lying.
I think it was for Christmas.
You know the vibes.
And I love wearing it because she didn't even tell me, but I peeped it myself. But I know that's what she was doing. So thank you, baby. I appreciate that.
It's a beautiful thing.
Still, I rock it every day. Anyway, so we're going to get out of here. So who you got? Hawks? Bucks? Dropping my phone? By the time we come back next Thursday, it'll be on like what, game six? Because Friday is game two, Sunday is game three. They come back to Atlanta. Yeah, we if it's still going on.
If it's still going on.
We be at like game five or six. So
be honest with you, bro.
Yeah. You think it's over? I want to hear this.
Nah, I got Milwaukee in six.
So they're gonna win tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Okay. Joe?
No, Joe.
Joe's like Hawks sweep.
Hawks in five.
Phoenix will see y'all in the finals.
What am I talking about? Now I agree with him there. Yeah, I agree. Now Phoenix is definitely going.
Yeah, as long as hey, but, what you call this hurt, then yeah, that's what's gonna happen anyway. Well, we're gonna have the studio looking like a Richard Bay episode in 91 when they do for the
Yo.
JP is wild. That's my
JP
guy,
is
man.
Happening, man. That's it's wild. Happening.
Yo, JP, you coming down? All right, let me know.
JP about to MC this thing. What are you talking about?
I'm just making sure.
JP about to MC this thing.
Wait a minute. Wait, that's what you say, Uncle James.
JP about to MC this for the love of knots. What are you talking about?
No,
bro?
That ain't what I was talking about. That ain't what I was talking about. We're going to talk offline.
Next week, let's tie the knot.
I see what you did.
Hold on.
Let me get that.
All right, man.
All right, we're getting out of here.
Thank you for tuning in, man. Go ahead. Real quick, go.
We supposed to talk about DMX album.
No, we can't do it now.
We got to go. All right. So we're talking about that first next week.
Definitely got thoughts.
Because we have a lot of thoughts.
We got a couple albums we got to get to.
Yeah, that DMX is one. Lloyd Banks is not one of them. But anyway, so what we're going to do is I don't like the Lloyd Banks album. I don't.
Can we save it?
I don't. I don't. JP, yeah, you already know. Salute, bro. All right, we're getting out of here, man. On three.
3, 2, 1.
Yep. Oh, my God. I like that.
You see.